Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your hosts, Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne.
Shooter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss. And that's the winner. That's the winner. A World Series winner for the Cardinals.
The best guests, the best insight.
Lofton with his team down by two to the corner. Caputo! No good! And it's over! St. Louis is going dancing!
All backed by over 40 combined years of covering the biggest events in St. Louis sports.
Blues have the puck. Thomas off the wall. Shoots! And it's in! They score! It's the St. Louisan! Pat Maroon! Bring out the Zamboni! Pat Maroon just put the city on his shoulders! And he saves them to the conference finals!
Now, here are Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan KFNS and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Martin Kilcoyne is fishing in Wisconsin. Is it what type of fishing is he doing? Is he fly fishing today? Is that, he said he was going to take it up another step.
Is it bass fishing?
Bass fishing, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Probably.
Is that up in Wisconsin?
Yeah, he's an avid outdoorsman.
Is he on this show?
He is not.
Not today.
Moving forward.
Martin will be with us.
So Martin will be on the slop now moving forward. We just want to make sure, Charlie. Okay, Martin will be on the slop now moving forward every single Friday.
We have those 5 points again.
Oh, my God.
Points. Oh, my God.
I mean, remind
they're trashing him and he's not even here.
Remind me to bring
fair.
A Red Bull and some extra coffee to stay awake in the first 15 minutes
boring.
Of the show.
Boring.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Can he handle it is the question.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope he can.
So that's Andy Strickland. Charles Toon Edwards is here. We're broadcasting live from the Schnucks in O'Fallon. And, Charlie, you are a connoisseur of all schnooks in St. Louis. This one has got to be at the top. They are going to smoke ribs for us later on. They have the homemade brats. Frank Graham is the manager here. This is outstanding.
He's going to lay it all out. Make me feel like this is the early supper. I love this. I was in New City last night, but it was no comparison to here, man. Unbelievable.
Really? No comparison? No.
This reminds me of the one in DePere.
I like the restaurant here.
Oh, yeah.
The outdoor patio.
You can order omelets and eggs and homemade fried chicken. You have the Caldi's coffee right here, and then they're going to smoke us some ribs later on.
How about awesome. That?
And brats.
And brats.
And
oh,
brats.
Schnucks is known
some
for
of these schnooks, people hang out.
Well,
they got music.
I don't go to Nordstrom's anymore. I hang out at Schnucks.
I know. You're a creep. You're a creeper, though. We know that about you.
I got to go to Nordstrom's.
Scary.
Sale on Mizzen Main today. Is that correct?
Sale on Mizzen Main. They have an all-store sale beginning the 12th until the 18th.
That's the anniversary sale.
Yeah, this is the big
one. See, I'm trying to get Cam to get into Mizzen Main. Cam would be perfect because he sweats like a hog on those really dress shirts
like
he has.
Like a hog. That is a terrible, terrible analogy.
If you tuck that shirt in and pull it out, it won't have any wrinkles.
It's unbelievable.
It.
It'd be perfect really? For camp because yeah. It's form-fitting,
it's
too.
Slim.
You buy those on sale, too?
No.
I ran into this guy. Where was I? I told you the story. Somebody said, I used to work at Dillard's, and Charlie used to come in and just clean up the sale rack.
Really? Doesn't sound like you,
Charlie. No, because most of the brands
I get. Not there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it, but most of the brands I would get were not ever on sale. It was enough different brand of shirt.
Is Dillard's still open? Is Dillard's still open or no?
The one in the gallery, I think, is.
Did they have one
the
there?
One in Chesterfield's been closed for 2 years.
Chesterfield.
What is going on? Like, what is open out in Chesterfield Mall?
Nothing, really. Macy's is the only thing, big store.
Cheesecake
Everybody
Factory.
Goes to the two outlet malls in Chesterfield. Because they had a big altercation out
until,
there 2 days ago.
Until a couple of
at
days ago.
Chesterfield.
Yeah. Now we're not so quick to get out there.
What do we know about that now? What happened again?
It was two ladies.
Shots fired in the parking lot.
Ladies.
Wow.
Yeah, two.
Hey, what about
ladies night?
What about
ladies
the
night.
Mill? What about the Mills and Brad Beal and Dan Buck making this giant sports center?
Yeah, and this has been in the works for quite some time. So this is going to be a major sports complex. It's owned completely separate than the St. Louis Ice Zone, the ice rink out there, which Dr. Matt Gornett purchased a couple years back. And so they've been separated from the Mills for quite some time. But, you know, the Mills, just died. I mean, they didn't even give you any warning. I mean, it went from having a bunch of stores to no stores overnight.
So are they tearing it down to put up Beal's basketball facility?
Yeah, they're going to do a bunch of stuff.
I was with Dan Buck Wednesday night at Bricktop. He was there.
Did he talk to him about this?
Yeah. Plus, he's going to be on next week talking about it.
I guess if you're Brad Beal and you're making $26 million a year, why not put $1 million and help get a great place for kids?
Do what Magic Johnson has done.
Yeah.
Invest your money wisely.
Well, exactly. But the only issue is, the Mills location may be the worst location in the city of St. Louis.
I'm telling you what, man.
I mean, there is absolutely nothing out there. You're never driving in that location or heading in that you know, direction. So it's in the middle of nowhere, and that's going to be the biggest challenge for whatever goes up there.
But if you build a basketball facility with, like, six courts where you can house tournaments and practices and, you know, it's not – you could make it work if they do it in a first-class way, which I'm sure Brad Beal will.
You got to do it in a first-class way. You even got to have security. I hate to say that, but it's
It's a question mark. I hope it works. It's going to provide something we don't have here in St. Louis, so that's obviously a plus.
It gives kids something to do, too.
But, again, you got to have somebody to get the kids there, right? So it's not a convenient location. That's going to be the biggest challenge, and it'll be interesting to see how it does.
In the meantime, Hollywood Casino, I'm sure you've been out there recently. Mm-hmm. That place is just right around the corner in a month from now.
I try to get out there, you know, every 3-4 weeks or so just to get an idea of the update. I went out there 2 days ago and walked around with their general manager, Lance Rosenberg, and it is absolutely phenomenal in terms of what we're going to have here in Maryland Heights. I mean, we haven't had anything like this. I've been at rinks all over the country. This is going to be as good as anything you're going to find anywhere in the country. But it's not just that. I mean, they're going to have a full-on pure hockey store, a Bauer Hockey Experience store. If you've never been in one of those are going to be very cool. A Schnucks grab-and-go inside the facility.
Wow.
A restaurant that's kind of similar to a Panera Bread that you can order off of your phone. Touchscreen ordering throughout. So, again, they're going to have a Legends Hallway. The Blues alumni dressing room is as nice as any NHL dressing room you're going to find.
The alumni one.
In the NHL. So they obviously have invested some money. I think they have some sponsors who have helped out with that as well. So just a lot of positive things. I mean, you talk about 4 sheets, 3 indoors, 1 outdoor. All the public skating is going to be in the outdoor sheet. Once we get to November, probably until March or so, as long as the weather cooperates, they're going to have concerts out there during the course of the summer. So I think they've got like a Bare Naked Ladies concert and
I can't wait for that.
And something like that and a John Cougar Mellencamp. You know, listen, when you have concerts at that size venue, it's going to be bands that are either on their way up or on their way down. It is what it is. But I can tell you this, people are going to want to play there.
Speaking of that, Diana Ross coming soon. What Earth, Wind, and Fire is coming soon. What's
Earth,
happening?
Earth, Wind, and Fire is next Saturday. Diana Ross, I think, maybe in a week or two. The Doobie Brothers and Santana, I think, were last week.
Wow.
They were together at the Fox.
And, you know, people have asked the questions if they're going to have adult men's league, beer league hockey out there as well, which they will. And they're going to have a full-on restaurant bar that will stay open until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. They'll keep it open as long as people are hanging out there after they play beer league hockey.
You've heard of Frankie Beverly and Mays there tonight.
At Hollywood?
No, they're at Chaffetz, I believe.
Okay.
Chaffetz.
Yeah. All right.
Call it Chaffetz.
You call it whatever you want. You call it just not the right name.
I use the Don King Dictionary.
All right. Now, as much as we have become a hockey town, hockey is the number one story.
Hold on now.
And as much
been a hockey town, the media is now jumped on the wagon. I call it the wagon, hashtag wagon. Martin has accepted this. This has been a hockey town. I think now with the Blues winning the Stanley Cup, it's a game changer in terms of the attention that the sport is getting from people who maybe haven't been a part of the hockey community or lived their lives through the sport. And that's what happens when you win. Now you see the media all of a sudden put it up there. You know, everyone say, well, it's a baseball town. Well, why was it a baseball town? Because of the history of winning, the iconic names and people who have come through here and played for the St. Louis Cardinals. Things change when you win, and we're going to start seeing that with the Blues now,
too. Yeah, so I'll go back to what I said.
Yes. Go ahead. You just interrupted the minute. It's a show.
As much as we have become, and that is accurate, become a hockey town. We've not always been a hockey town.
Okay.
But nice support, but we've never been a true hockey town. Now we are. And as much as our great baseball tradition is, the country is about the NBA and this freaking offseason. And more drama last night, which just – it's the only league where the where the offseason is almost as interesting as the postseason.
I tweeted that last night. It's more interesting. The offseason, the summer, is way more interesting than the regular season. You don't have any other sport that sees superstar players move around as much as you see in the NBA. And the current collective bargaining agreement and the way the cap is structured with the luxury tax allows for this type of movement.
No, what allows is that the players control the league. Every aspect
more so than any other league.
They can tell, hey, you want to play with me? Okay,
yeah.
We'll set it up. We can do it.
It's not like
this was orchestrated. The Russell Westbrook thing was orchestrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like Aaron Rodgers can pick the best wide receiver in football and say, hey, come over here. But last night, James Harden said to Russell Westbrook, hey, come play with us. Or he said it a week ago.
And that's not tampering either.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, Chuck. You have the two highest usage rates players in the history of basketball. Two guys that have to have the ball in their hands at all times, and now they're playing together.
Which I think
is fantastic. How does that work?
That's going to be fantastic. They're best of friends.
That's a good thing.
See, this is what people don't understand. All this stuff has been orchestrated, been talked about for weeks.
For sure.
For weeks. Chris Paul is going to come out okay, too. He won't play a
minute.
He'll
end up in Miami.
He won't play a minute in Oklahoma. It'll be Miami or another team.
There's no such thing as tampering in the NBA, we'll tell you that.
The players can't tamper.
They've lessened the tampering restrictions.
But if you assume that it's just the players talking, then you can go ahead and believe that. The difference is in the NBA, like for hockey, for example, these guys, they sign these long-term contracts. 7-year, 8-year deals.
Why do you keep bringing in hockey?
You can't
I'm tired of talking about some damn hockey.
Yeah, I know you are.
Jeez, talk about something.
But these contracts can't be moved. In the NBA, they sign these shorter-term contracts, and they're much easier to move. They have the luxury tax. Teams can bring these level of salaries on board, where in other sports, you just can't make these type of moves with star players.
These contracts in the NBA are more than what an entire team almost makes in hockey.
Well, it's unbelievable. Russell Westbrook, the last year of his contract, is $47 million for one season. Chris Paul, who's really out of his prime, I think, the last year of his contract is $44 million.
He's 34 years of age.
Yeah.
Still can play with the right
good
organization.
Good player, but not the best, not a top 15 player in the league anymore.
Can him and Jimmy Butler coexist if he goes to Miami? That's the key. That's the key.
Well, if I'm Miami, I'd probably take a shot at it.
Well, Pat Riley's going to do it. You know, they got the best guy in sports right there when it comes to a coach. And then Jerry West, the best GM in all of sports. And now his son is the GM now with the Lakers. All that's going to coincide.
Houston.
Ryan West.
Houston isn't a top three team in the West right now.
Yes, they are. Oh, yeah, they are. With Russell Westbrook, yes, they
are. Well, Clippers, Lakers.
No, yes,
not.
They are.
You
they're top three
teams. You put them ahead of the Lakers?
No, they're the top three.
You put them ahead of the Clippers?
Clippers, Lakers, and then maybe Nuggets.
I got the Lakers, Clippers, and the Thunder. The Lakers.
Rockets.
What people overlook with the Lakers is, he over there don't have no contact in the NBA. Just sit over there and shut up.
Talking about Matt Rocchio.
Who are you talking about?
Listen, people overlook the Lakers. What's the little guard? What's his name? Evans, the little guard they got from Golden State. People overlook what happened there. The little guy that Cook.
Yeah,
he's
Cook.
On the Lakers.
Quinn
game.
Cook. Thank you.
And Boogie they got Rondo.
Cousin. Yeah. Boogie Cousins is going to be a tremendous.
Yeah, he may go back to 18-10.
Right. No, really? He was an all-star two years ago.
Really? You think he'll go 18-10? You want to put a bet on that right now?
On Boogie Cousins?
He will not average 18-10.
Boogie Cousins?
Yes.
I think he will.
He won't average 18-10.
I know that always the key is injury.
Yeah.
The past 2 years.
Well, we get that.
But it's
going to
take
a while. Here's the thing about the Rockets that's interesting is they got to keep Gordon. They got to keep Capella. They got to keep P.J. Tucker. I mean, that's an unbelievable five right now.
But they tried to get rid of Capella. They wanted to move him.
Well, they thought they were going to have to move him. They didn't. All they did was draft choices.
So the key with the Rockets, though, is their coaching. Coaching has always been the key with them.
That would be the toughest coaching job in sports. To somehow divvy up shots between Harden and Westbrook.
The toughest job in sports is coaching any team in the NBA.
You go ahead and play. Huh? We'll coach you in about 5 minutes.
No, they don't listen. They don't.
Kerr's gonna have the toughest job.
They have more power than the coaches.
Steve Kerr's gonna have.
Yeah, but the pressure on him will be.
He can rebuild. He can rebuild. Clay will be back in midseason.
There's a handful of coaches in the NBA. If that many, that truly have
power.
No, I got
to get credit. Rocchio knows his NBA. He's the only guy I talk NBA with on a daily basis.
That truly have power.
Pull your mic down.
You just told him to shut up.
I know.
This is
the slop.
Charlie, 2.5 minutes.
It's called a slop.
Charlie, listen. Nobody listening thinks you know anything about the NBA either. So
well, we know they don't know you know anything about the NBA. You can't bounce a puck. Who? Oh, no. Oh, I didn't know. No, not that.
Charlie
doesn't
know who
How about Michael Porter, too? That big article a week ago today, talking about how Michael Porter was going to explode,
really?
And he's healthy and everything, and now he's not going to play this summer.
No.
Of course he's not. I mean, like, we didn't see that coming.
Did you hear this?
I could have told you that 2 years ago when he played the NCAA tournament. That this guy, well, he just got a long way to go to get healthy.
If someone compared him to Kevin Durant, he can
John
shoot like
Sundold.
That.
Saw him a lot in high school.
Somebody in Columbia did.
By the way, we got to talk about the Mizzou football team, too, and we may get a chance. I know it's your show, but that is just asinine what they're doing. Oh, we're doing really good. What kind of stars do you get?
Let's take
2 and 3 stars.
Let's take our first break. And that opening segment is brought to you by, and I'm not sure if they're thrilled about that, by
they love it.
Our good friends at Worldwide Technology Raceway. I encourage you to go to their website and check out all the information on the Bomarito 500. Remember, all those Indy 500 cars that were at the Brickyard are coming to St. Louis. It's one of the better sporting days of the summer. They'll have 40,000 and some of the best and most talented drivers in the world right here in St. Louis. We'll take a short time out. We are broadcasting live from the Schnucks in O'Fallon. Frank Graham is the manager here, general manager. Frank Gabriel is the general manager. And we are excited to be here because they have smoked ribs. They have homemade brats. The donuts are outstanding. We'll take a break, and we're coming right back.
This is 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.